Good morning, and welcome to Simply Mars. It's Thursday, April 25th. On today's show, a NASA rover has reached a promising place to search for fossilized life on Mars and signs of the spider phenomenon on Mars. Plus, stay tuned for more exciting updates from the Red Planet. This coverage and more, up next. I'm David, and you're listening to Simply Mars. We start off with an exciting update from NASA's Perseverance rover, which is on a mission to search for signs of ancient life on Mars. The rover recently reached a promising location that could contain fossilized evidence of microbial life from billions of years ago. Here with more details is our correspondent. So tell us, why is this particular site on Mars so intriguing for the possibility of finding preserved signs of life?
The Perseverance rover landed in Jezero Crater for a very specific reason. Based on satellite imagery and other data, scientists believe this crater used to be filled by a large lake over 3 billion years ago. A river flowed into this ancient lake, depositing sediments that could have trapped and preserved any microbial life that might have existed in the water or along the shorelines. On Earth, some of the oldest and best-preserved fossils of ancient bacterial life are found in similar river delta environments. These fossils often take the form of large layered structures called stromatolites that were formed by mats of microbes living in shallow water. If similar life once existed on Mars, Jezero Crater would be a prime place to look for its remains.
That does sound promising. What exactly will Perseverance be looking for as it explores this region? Are there particular clues or smoking gun evidence it has the ability to detect?
The rover has a suite of cameras and scientific instruments to look for a range of possible biosignatures, basically any evidence that life once existed there. The most obvious things to look for would be physical fossils large enough to see with the cameras, such as stromatolite-like structures or fossilized microbial mats. Chemical biosignatures are another key target. The rover carries spectrometers that can detect organic compounds and minerals that are often associated with life and fossil preservation. It will also be on the lookout for certain rock types, like cherts and carbonates, that are especially good at preserving evidence of ancient life and past habitable environments. Of course, finding any one of these clues wouldn't necessarily prove that life existed. But if multiple lines of evidence all point to the same conclusion, that would make a much more compelling case. It's the combined evidence that the rover team will be looking for.
How confident are scientists that they might actually find these kinds of clues? Is it just a shot in the dark, or do they have good reason to be optimistic?
It's impossible to know for sure what they will find until they look, but there are good reasons to be hopeful. The fact that this lake environment persisted for a long period of time in Mars's ancient past means that it's a promising place for life to have once gained a foothold. Orbital images have also identified carbonate rocks and clays in the region that only tend to form in the presence of water. These are good signs that the lake was a habitable environment. And the river delta sediments are a logical place for any fossils to have been buried and preserved. So while success is never guaranteed in this kind of exploration, Jezero Crater was carefully selected because it has a lot of the right ingredients. The rover team has done their homework and targeted a location with high potential, but only Perseverance can go there and find out for sure.
It will certainly be fascinating to see what the rover uncovers as it continues its exploration. Thanks for that report, Abby. Now, shifting our focus to another intriguing discovery on Mars, ESA's Mars Express spacecraft has captured images of what scientists are calling spiders on the surface of the Red Planet. These dark features, which can span up to 1 kilometer across, appear to be related to the Martian seasons. For more on this fascinating finding, we turn to our Mars correspondent, Bella. So tell us, what exactly is causing these spiders to form?
Well, David, it all has to do with the changing of the seasons on Mars. During the dark winter months, layers of carbon dioxide ice are deposited on the surface. Then, when the spring sunshine returns, it causes the ice at the bottom of these layers to turn directly into gas. This gas builds up pressure until it eventually breaks through the surface ice, dragging dark Martian soil up with it. The escaping gas shoots up in tall geysers, creating these dark spots and tendril-like patterns that resemble spiders.
That's a remarkable process. And it sounds like these spiders can grow to be quite large. Where exactly on Mars are they being found?
The spiders seem to be concentrated in the southern polar regions of Mars. The Mars Express images show them scattered across hills and plateaus, with a particularly dense grouping near an area nicknamed Inca City due to its geometric network of ridges that resemble ancient ruins. Interestingly, the ExoMars Trace Gas Orbiter has also imaged the subsurface channels etched by these spider formations, giving us a more complete picture of the phenomenon.
You mentioned Inca City. That's quite an evocative name. Do scientists know how that unique landscape formed?
The exact origin is still a bit of a mystery, but there are a few leading theories. It's possible that Inca City is the remnant of ancient sand dunes that have turned to stone over millions of years. Or the linear ridges could be a result of subsurface material like magma seeping through fractures in the Martian rock. Some scientists think the ridges might be related to past glacial activity. Inca City also seems to sit inside a large impact crater, so the ridges may have formed from faults created by that ancient collision.
It's amazing to consider the complex geological history of Mars hiding just beneath the surface. How important have these Mars Express observations been in shaping our understanding of the Red Planet?
Over the past two decades, Mars Express has been instrumental in revealing Mars's many secrets. Its high-resolution stereo camera has captured everything from wind-sculpted ridges to colossal volcanoes to ancient river channels and lava pools. By mapping minerals, probing beneath the crust, and analyzing the Martian atmosphere and environment, this orbiter has given us an unprecedented look at our planetary neighbor. Discoveries like these spiders are the intriguing details that help us piece together the bigger picture of Mars's past and present. With every new image, we learn a little bit more about this endlessly fascinating world.
Thanks, Bella, for helping us understand this captivating phenomenon and the exciting Martian mysteries that are still waiting to be uncovered. And with that, we wrap up our stories for today. Thanks for listening to Simply Mars. We'll see you back here tomorrow.